Okay, so we're picking up on Daf Chav Dalet Amud Aleph. We are we're four lines from the top of the Amud. And we're going back to the halachas of Chanukah. Tosas actually asked over here, Tosas, why did we just take this break and go back? And why don't we just mention all the Chanukah sugyas? There's one more Amud over here, so why don't we just mention this whole sugya over there? Okay, Tosas has a kasha, the Rishonim deal with that. But we're going back to the halachas of Chanukah. It says Gemara, Yibailu. What's the halacha? Is one supposed to mention Chanukah when he's benching or not? Should he be thanking Kadosh Baruch Hu and praising him for the miracles of Chanukah during benching as well? So Rashi points out why dafka benching, not by davening. Davening, Rashi says, is it's obvious because it's halal hoda. That was the nature of the miracle, the lashon of the Gemara before, and halal hoda obviously includes in davening. Tosfos adds a little bit further. Tosfos says even more than that. Not only is it pasha davening, it's all pirsumei nisa. You daven most of the time. We hope to Birtz Hashem, everyone should be davening B'tzibur again. So everyone davens B'tzibur. You mentioned Chanukah, there's Pirsumei Nisa, so then obviously you should be mentioning it. However, when you bench, many times you're benching alone, even if you bench with three people, that's not really Pirsumei Nisa, call it Kulei Hai, Lashon HaTosos. So therefore, there's this question whether or not you should be saying it during benching. So the Gemara says, what's the Tzadim of the Safek given to Rabbanan who Lomed Karinan? Maybe because it's only a rabbinic origin and it's only Derabanan, so then you don't have to mention it. Odima Mishum Pirsumei Nisa Mad Karin. Maybe because there's a Pirsumei Nisa, even by benching, so therefore I would have said that you should say. I was wondering with the Midera Banan one, why by Purim there's no Shaila? I mean, Lachora. Purim is Pasha, you should say it. It's a Chiv Suda, and it's still Dera Banan, so what? I'm not exactly sure the Lashon of the Gemara of Midera Banan. Okay, that's a Kasha head. The Gemara now says, Amar Rav Amar Pschor Amar Rav Huna, Eino Maskir. He says, Rav Huna's name, that you do not mention it during benching. But if you decide that you wanted to, meaning, we're not going to tell you, but if you decide that you're going to, then you should say it in the Tefillah of Oda, meaning in Noda Lecha, because that is appropriate time. Say, Allah Nisim, Anisim, you're thinking Kadosh Baruch Hu, tells us point this out. So then obviously, you should be thinking Kadosh Baruch Hu, where you're saying Noda Lecha, that fits in very nicely. The Gemara says, Rav Huna Bar Yehuda Ikleve Ravas. Rav Huna Bar Yehuda was once visiting Ravas Beis Midrash during Chanukah. He thought during benching, he was going to mention Al Nisim in Bon Yerushalayim. Why do you think that? Because Tosfos points out, because he sees that in other tefillahs, when Yalav Yavo is mentioned always by Bon Yerushalayim, mentioned by Bon Yerushalayim, Yalav, so he thought maybe you should mention it over there. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Sheshes, Ki Tefillah. Rav Sheshes says, no, a dafka should be like Tefillah Ma Tefillah Boda. When do we say Al Nisim? We say it after Modim, right? In the middle of Modim Val Kulam, that's part of the one long Hoda, that's where we think of Kadosh Baruch Hu, so we say it over there, and that's when we say it in Davening, so too, after Kadosh Baruch Hu, so too, when you're mentioning, you say in Hoda, in No Delecha, as we mentioned before, that's the Iker time, that's the bit that makes sense the most, praising Kadosh Baruch Hu. Now the Gemara asks, Yibayelu, Ma'ala Asker Rosh Chodesh Bebirkas HaMazon. What is the din with regards to mentioning Rosh Chodesh when you're benching? Maybe you'll say that when it comes to Chanukah Dafka, because we mentioned before, it's only Derabanan, but when it comes to Rosh Chodesh, which is a mitzvah, which is a din d'oraisa, to have Rosh Chodesh. And the simcha of Rosh Chodesh is Sheval Taisa, is also d'oraisa, and Isser Hesped, Isser Tanis might be the Isser d'oraisa. So there is a concept of Rosh, and for sure the idea of Rosh Chodesh is clearly d'oraisa, so then you should be benching. Oh, Dilma Keva de Loasra Besias Malacha, Lamad Karnam. Maybe you could say that since it's not really Asr Mekra Din to do Malacha on Rosh Chodesh, it might be a minug to minug to the Unashim, but definitely not a chiyuv to have Isra Malacha, so then maybe that's what's the key over here, then therefore, lo maskirno, you're not going to mention Yalav Yavo in benching. So now the Gemara says, Rav Amar Maskir. Rav says that you do say Yalav Yavo in benching, Rav Chanina Amar in Maskir, Rav Chanina says, you do not mention it in benching. Now the Gemara wants to bring a proof for Rav's view. Amar Rav Zreka, Nakot Rav Bip, Rabbi Adech, the Kai Rabbi Yosha Kavasi, Rabbi Yosha, the author of many braisas, very official person who knew all the Tanu, all the braisas, he held like Rav. The Tanu Rabbi Yosha taught the following braisa: Yamim Sheish Bam Korban Musaf, on days where there is an obligation to bring the Korban Musaf, Kagon Rosh Chodesh V'Chol HaShemoed, like on Rosh Chodesh and Chol Moed, Arvis V'Shachar Smincha Mispal Shmona Esrei, and during nighttime, morning, and afternoon, you daven Shmona Esrei, V'Omer Me'enam Orab Avodi, you say, during Ritzei, you say Yalav Yavo, V'im Alomar Machziro. So if you did not say them, if you forgot to say them, then you would go back and repeat your Shmona Esrei. That would be, again, if you didn't say the Yerlaratzon yet, then you can go back to Ritzei and make it up. And also, with the conception of Marav, as we saw the Gemara in Brachos had mentioned, by Marav on Rosh Chodesh, you do not have to repeat your Shmona Esrei. You don't say Kiddush on these days, and it's clear, the end of the Brachos, so this is what we're bringing the proof for Rav right now, is that during the benching, you do mention in Yalav Yavo, you'll mention, in benching, you will mention, you will say Yalav Yavo for Rosh Chodesh and for Chol Moed, in your benching. So this clearly, this brisa is explicit, like Rav, that you do say Alav Yavo on Rosh Chodesh, and you say it in benching. The Gemara now continues, Yamim, we're continuing the Hemshech of the brisa now, Yamim Sheyesh, She'in Bahem Korban Musaf, on days where there is no Musaf, Kegon She'in V'chamishi, V'tanis Mados, as such as days of Mondays and Thursdays, and fast days and days of Mahmados, we'll explain that in a second. So the Gemara now says, She'in V'chamishi, Mahmados, what are you mentioning Monday and Thursday over here? Why isn't it different than Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday? What's the difference between these days? Why would you single out Monday and Thursday for these days where you would tell you the chiddush that you don't on those days? Why would they be compared to each other? Gemara now says, Ella Sheni v'Chamishi Shel Tanya Sumadodos. That's the chiddush over here. On the Mondays and Thursdays of the fast days of the Mama and the Mamados, that's what we're referring to over here. What is the Mamados? So just like there was 24 watches, the Kohanim used to have 24 chalukos of when they used to do the bring the korbanos. There was 24 families, the Iker Bate Avos, and each of those families divided, and they would bring out, and then during the Shlosh Regalim, everyone would work, but that was their week, everyone had a week to do it. So too, there was Mamados, that Yisrael, right? We always say, Yisrael b'Mamadom, we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the tefillos of the Shlosh Regalim, that Yisrael should go back to Mamadom. What was this Mamados? Is that they used to have, half the people used to go to the Beis HaMikdash and watch over the korban, so to speak, and the other half used to go and fast throughout the whole week to daven that Hashem should be mekabel all the tefillos. And so now we're saying over there that those people who are fasting during these mamados, the Yisrael who are fasting, everything should go well during that week. And this was, again, it was also divided into 24 watches of Yisraelim, and they would do this, they would fast during the week. During the night and afternoon, Omer me'ina ma'ora b'shomea tefillah. And you say, during shomea tefillah, you say aninu. You would say aninu. So the im lo amar in machzir. So if you forgot to say it, it's not mamish maker din. So therefore, you don't have to repeat it. Ve'in b'em kedusha lakos, and you don't say any kiddush. Ve'in, that some take that girsa. Ve'in b'en askar to erkas amazon, and there's no mention of benching. You don't mention these days in benching. Just to point out, it says over here that you say aninu in your shmona esrei by mariv and shachris. We only say aninu by mincha. Where does that come from? So Rashi and Tosos both quote over here. The minhag comes from the Gaonim. They said that we're afraid a person is going to accidentally eat, or he's going to come to not be mashlam his fast. So then you are going to be look like you're lying. You're nira kishakran. So then we only say it by mincha when already at that point you've already fasted rova the day of tochatz has already went past that point. So that's not such an issue if you would break your fast after that point. And what about saying it during shachar? So Tosos points out that only the shliach tzibur is saying it. So you're meet all that it's saying on behalf of the tzibur. So it's going to be one out of the 10 people. Not one person there is going to be able to keep their fast. So we're not afraid of that. So therefore we say in chazar zashatz. Okay, that's what comes out la halacha from over here. The Gemara says ibaylo malo ask. And what's the halacha with regards to mentioning Chanukah in Musaf of Rosh Chodesh? Rosh Chodesh Tevis, right? Rosh Chodesh Tevis always will fall out on Chanukah. So do you say Alanisim during the paragraph of after Modim? Do you say that there? Because what's the Safek? You don't say Musaf during Chanukah, right? It's an enactment or abundance, so there's no Musaf during the regular days. So it has nothing to do with Chanukah. No, it's the day requires Shmona Esrei. Whenever you have a chiyuv to daven, you have a chiyuv to mention the fact that the day is Chanukah, and therefore, as Rashi points it out, and therefore you should mention Al Nisim. So then our Gemara quotes the Machlokas Amoraim, Ravuna, Rav Yehuda, Damrei Tavayu, in a maskir. Ravuna and Rav Yehuda say both of them that you do not mention Al Nisim in Musaf. Rav Nachman, Rav Yochanan, Damrei Tavayu, maskir. Rav Nachman and Rav Yochanan do say that you do say Al Nisim in your Shmona Esrei. Now the Gemara brings a raya. Amar Abaye, the Rav Yosef, Hadra Rav Huna, Rav Yehuda, de Ravu. Rav Yehuda and Rav Huna seems to be the opinion of Rav. How do we do this? Amar Rav Gidol, Amar Rav, Rav Gidol, Sinem, Rav. Rosh Chodesh Chalios b'Shabbos, and Rosh Chodesh falls out on Shabbos. Hamafter b'Navi b'Shabbos. Someone who's saying the Haftorah ain't a Torah Chaskel Rosh Chodesh. He shouldn't mention the fact that it's Rosh Chodesh, right? You say Mekadesh HaShabbos. You don't say like on Yom Tov, you'll say Mekadesh HaShabbos v'Yisrael v'Azmanim, mentioning the fact that it's Yom Tov also. Why? Because there, you do say on Yom Tov, you would also say Haftorah. So the Haftorah is coming from both the days. But Rav's saying over here, since Rosh Chodesh you never mention, you don't, on Rosh Chodesh, you don't have Haftorah. So the fact that it's Rosh Chodesh and Shabbos has nothing to do with your Haftorah, so you shouldn't give a special mentioning to Rosh Chodesh. That's what Rav holds. Shomel HaShabbos in Avir Rosh Chodesh, because it happened for the fact that it's Shabbos, there is no Haftorah on Rosh Chodesh, and therefore you would not say Rosh Chodesh. So what's our point over here? We're saying that similarly, since if a person It wouldn't be Rosh Chodesh. He wouldn't be saying Musaf. It has nothing to do with Chanukah. So then you shouldn't be mentioning Chanukah at all. It seems like Rav Huna would line up with Rav. The Gemara says, no, that's not comparable. Mi dami. Hasam Navi b'Rosh Chodesh like a klal. In the case of Rav, the Nevi'im has nothing to do with Rosh Chodesh at all. Meaning it's that the whole fact is you don't lay in Rosh Chodesh, don't do anything. However, here, Hacha Isib, Arvash Hachar Zamincha, here, Al Anisim fundamentally is included in the Shemon Esrei of the day. You say Al Anisim every single tefillah of that day, during Mariv, during Shacharis, and during Mincha, which you're mentioning Yalav Yavah during those Shemon Esrei. So too, by Musaf, you should mention Yalav Yavah. You can't compare Rav's case. It can't be a proof that you'll say this. So the Gemara is fine. So the Gemara wants to bring a proof for Rav Huna and Rav Yuda. El Al Hadam, it's going to be similar to the following case. Amar Rav Ach Davoy, Amar Rav Mas, Amar Rav Yom Tov Shechal Yos B'Shabbos. In the case of Yom Tov that falls out on Shabbos, Hamafter, so we're talking about Yom Tov now, Father Shabbos, Hamafter Benavi B'Mincha B'Shabbos. Someone who says, Haftorah at Mincha of Shabbos. Where is this going on over here? So Rashi says that apparently based on the Gaonim, he says that he found the Shuvah Zalim that used to be the Minhag, that they used to say laning like we do, and they used to say Haftorah also. And then during the time of Shmad, whatever reason, they wouldn't allow you to do this, so they stopped saying the Haftorah, and once it was Batel, it never came back. However, Tosos seemed to say, no, that Beferish, that the Gemara, that the Gemara tells us, Tosefta, you don't say it. Okay, so, but either way, we don't say that, we don't have Haftorah, but this Minhag was to say Haftorah, so, however, by Yontif, they wouldn't say Haftorah. So the Gemara says now, Inatar Chaskir Shal Yontif. You don't have to mention the fact that it's Yontif at the conclusion of the last bracha. So the Gemara says, why not? Shal Malah Shabbos, Ein Navi B'mincha B'yontif. Because it happened for the fact that it's Shabbos, there would be no Haftorah at Yontif at all. So the Gemara wanted to bring this as a proof. And the Gemara then says, though, however, the Gemara says, and the law doesn't follow any of these teachings. What do you mean any of these teachings? Meaning Rashi says that the halachas of Rav Huna, Rav Yuda, Rav Gidel, and Rav Ahtavai. Meaning that we're going to say that since the day of Shabbos and Chanukah, Rosh Chodesh Chanukah requires the fact of say four Shmon Esrei, you'll also say Al Anisim in Musaf. However, Rashi also adds that meaning we also aren't paskening like the fact that Rav Gidel said that you don't mention Rosh Chodesh and Shabbos. According to Rashi, you would mention Rosh Chodesh and Shabbos. However, that's a big machlokas. Tosfos disagree. Tosfos hold that you would not say Rosh Chodesh. We don't reject Rav Gidel. We don't say Rosh Chodesh during Rosh Chodesh Shechalios B'Shabbos. I don't remember. I think we don't say Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Chodesh Shechalios B'Shabbos. But I don't remember that this machlokas we showed him over here on this line of Leisach Chodesh Ma'atida. Ela Kiyadu B'Suhari Paskin L'Gavim B'Shuben Levi Yom Akipurim Shechalios B'Shabbos. So someone is davening Yom Kippur that falls out on Shabbos when you're davening the Ila. So you don't daven the Ila on Shabbos. Even though you don't daven the Ila, you're still mentioning the fact that it's Shabbos. Yom Shunis Chayba Barbatus. Because the day of Shabbos right now is requiring you to say an extra Shmoneh Esrei. It falls out on Shabbos, you will mention the fact that it's Shabbos even in Tefillas Ne'ilah. And that's how we pass. Can you do mention Shabbos in Tefillas Ne'ilah? So Gemara says though, Kasha Hilchasa Hilchasa. There seems to be a steer on how we rule. Why is there a steer? Why is there a contradiction? Amar Hilchasa Rabbi Shimon Levi. You tell us that the Lacha follows Rabbi Shimon Levi. The Kaimalana Chosa Karava. But you also tell us. The halacha follows Rava. And what did Rava say? Damar Rava, Yom Tov Shechal Yos B'Shabbos. When Yom Tov falls out on Shabbos, Shliach Tzibar Yonat V'Nativa Arvis Enotar Chlaskil Shal Yom Tov. The person who's going up to daven for the Amud on Friday night, he doesn't have to, and he's saying on Friday night we say the Magen Avros Bidvar Omen Chaim Etim, right? That whole bracha, that one bracha, he doesn't say Enotar Chlaskil Shal Yom Tov. He doesn't mention Yom Tov Shal Malay Shabbos Ein Shliach Tzibar Yored Arvis B'Yom Tov. Because if it was not the fact that it was Shabbos, there would be repetition, and meaning if it was Yom Tov, you don't say the repetition. Ein Shel Tzibur Yored Arvis B'Yom Tov. And since we don't say this Magen Avos, we don't make it in the shortened Shmon Esrei on the nights of Yom Tov. We only say it on Friday night. Therefore, you don't mention Yom Tov at all on Yom Tov Shechalios B'Shabbos. So the Gemara says it's not a kasha. Hachi hashta hasa bedinu da filo b'shabbos namitzaraf. You know the, what do we say a chazar, that one chazar sashas, that one bracha of a summary of the whole seven brachos of Shmona Esrei of Magen Avos? Why do you say that? Because it really, you shouldn't have said it at all. But Rabbanan made a takana, the tugnu v'shem sakana, the fact that it is dangerous. It used to be that they used to daven b'yechidus, and they used to never daven during the weekdays by themselves. They used to daven all the time. Shabbos came, everyone used to go to shul on Friday night. So people used to come, they used to have a long Shmona Esrei. It used to be a danger specifically for Mazikin, the demons, the shadim, that would be at nighttime, and to walk alone was very dangerous, especially on Friday night, especially from shul, that was very dangerous. So therefore the Rabbanan instituted that you say this bracha Magen Avos. So that was only by Shabbos. We specifically have this chashash by Shabbos has nothing to do with the kiyum of a yontif or Shabbos. You don't mention yontif because it has nothing to do with that takana. So the hair over there, over here, in the case of Yom Kippur, Yom Ushachai Bar Tzvilas, it's a day that legally requires someone to daven Shmona Esrei four times. And once you have the chiyuv, you have to mention the day, which is the day of Shabbos. Continues the Gemara now that we went back to the end of the Mishnah over there. We said, Velo Baalia, you can't light with the fat from the sheep's tail, right? So, and Nachamadi says that you can kindle it with, if it was a mevushal, and he made a chiluk with mevushal. And the Chachamim said, Bein mevushal, in shemushal, ema likim bo. So Gemara says though, the Chachamim who don't make the chiluk about bishul seem to be the same shita Chachamim and Tanakama. They're the same shita as Tanakama. What's the difference between the two of them? The Gemara now says, Ikabinai, Durav Brona, Amarav, Vilo Mesayim. They had the Danaf Kaminos, what Brona said in the name of Rav, but we don't know which one would hold of what. What did Rav Brona say in the name of Rav? That one can pull a small amount of oil that's kosher into this thing and then it would work. So one of them was holding that it's mutter, one of them was holding not from the different Lashonos. However, the Gemara is saying we don't know which one really holds or not. We know that that would be the Nafkamina, so there is a difference between Chacham and Tanakama in the Mishnah. Okay, now we're continuing the Mishnah. Mishnah is now listing different things to light the Shabbos candles, different oils are not allowed to be used, different things as a fueling agent are usher to use on Friday night for Shabbos purposes. And when that says, Eim alikim Hashem HaSreifa b'yomtiv, someone you're not allowed to use, you're not allowed to light on yomtiv with oil that has to be burnt. This is going to be talking about Truma. The Gemara is going to discuss it from a pasuk, why you can't burn Truma on yomtiv. Rabbi Yishmael Omer, Eim alikim b'itram ne'kov on Shabbos. Rabbi Yishmael says, you're not allowed to light with itran. What is itran? Rashi says some sort of thing that that it seems to be some sort of pitch. I think that's what they bring down. Because it doesn't honor the Shabbos. Why not? Because Rashi says it gives off a very bad smell. So that's going to cause someone to be very disrupted, and that whole point for us over here is to have an enjoyable Shabbos, and you're ruining the Shabbos with this bad smell. Chachamim permit it using all types of oil, b'shem and shmushim, b'shem and agozim, b'shem and tznunus, sesame oil, nut oil, some with radish oil, b'shem and dagim, b'shem and pekuos, b'itron of a neft. With fish oil, some other oil that I don't know what it is, okay, different type of oil, with itran or with nephta, also some sort of pitch, okay. So these are different, all these different types of oils. Rabbi Tarfon Amar Eim Alikin Abashemin Zayis Bilvad. Rabbi Tarfon says we only can light with olive oil, okay. So Tosos point out that the Tzadanim disagree with Rabbi Tarfon. They allow all other oils. Do agree that olive oil is still the most lechatchila, because we pointed out before that it's the most, it's able to draw out from the wicked, it's the clearest one. So they would agree with Rav Shimon Levi. So that's what Tosafot pointed out over here. Gemara now says in Gemara, my time, what is the reason that you're not allowed to burn Truma Tmea on Yantiv? The Gemara says, L'vishen Sorfen Kachim B'Yomtov, because you're not allowed to burn Kachim that needs to be burnt on Yantiv, meaning no sar and the things of the like, you're not allowed to burn them on Yantiv, and we're extending that to Truma to assume it's like Kodesh, like this purpose. We know Truma is like a lower level of Kachim, but for this purpose, we're going to include it in this halacha that it's usher to burn it on Yantiv. So the Gemara says, where do I know this? Where do I know that you're not allowed to burn Kachim, Nosar, and things that need to be, what is Nosar, first of all? Nosar is the din that if a person leaves over a korban, right? You're not allowed to do that. You're not supposed to do that. It's a lav to leave over a korban. Let's say korban Pesach, which is one of the more about the korban Pesach, and it's in Yonah the Yomah, so it's mentioned korban Pesach. So you have to eat the Pesach either before Chatzos, Midaraisa, or before the morning, Machlokas, or Bikiwa. We saw this in Machlokas and Gemara Brachos. So let's say, whatever it is, I left it over until the morning. So I now violate an Issur Deraisa, but the Torah tells you that you have a chiyuv of, it's now Nosar, you left it over. No, sir, means it's left over. It's left over, it's usher. However, and I have a chiyuv to burn it. The Torah tells you mitzvah d'oraisa, that's why it's actually lav ani takla say, you don't get malchus on it, because you have a mitzvah d'oraisa to be misak in the lav by burning it. So when do I burn it? So now the Gemara is going to quote from the following. Minana milay. So where do I know this concept that you're not allowed to burn it on Yantav? So Maran Chiskev, Echein Tanav Chiskev, they say in the name of Chiskev, Amar Kra, the pasuk says, V'lo Sribinu Ad Boker, V'no Sribinu Ad Boker, Ba'ish Yisrofu. That's the pasuk by Pesach we just mentioned. So you can't leave it until the morning, and anything left until the morning, you have to burn it in the fire. So the Gemara says, She'in tal mele abar boker. What does it say a boker second time for? So it must be that the second boker, matan lebar boker, ba'kos elitin leboker, shin lesreifaso, is that you don't burn it that next morning, which is Yontif, the day of Yontif, meaning that you just finished Leil Seder, and you do it that morning. Rather, you wait the next morning, the first day of Chol Hamoed, that's the first time you're allowed to burn it. So we see this drasha telling you that it's usher to burn kachim on Yontif. The Gemara continues with another drasha. Bias has different reasoning. He says the pasuk comes from Ola Shabbos b'Shabbos. The pasuk tells nausea when it comes to an ola of each and every Shabbos on its own Shabbos. That is implying that the Shabbos ola is burned on Shabbos, below olas chol b'Shabbos, and not a weekday ola should not be burned on Shabbos, below olas chol b'yontiv, and neither a weekday ola should be burned on yontiv. So what's this weekday offering over here? So we're assuming, Rashi points out, that if we're going to assume that an olas chol, if you had a varim summit shel erev yontiv, you had a varim that needed to be burnt on erev yontiv that weren't fully burnt yet, you're not allowed to bring them on the mizbeach. So Rashi says, then there would be a kol shekein, and then obviously you're not allowed to be burning kachim psulim if you're not allowed to burn korbanos that actually need to be burnt from the previous day. If you're not allowed to burn those, then kavah chomer, you're not allowed to be burning kachim that are pasul on yontiv. That's the drasha of Abaye. Continues the Gemara now to the third drasha. Rav Amar Karava says a different drasha for how he gets to it. You're not allowed to burn kachim on yontiv. Says Rava, hu levado yaseh lachem. The pasuk tells you with regards to the din on yontiv, only for food you're allowed to have. Only that is allowed to be done for you. Only food you're allowed to have. So the drasha, why does it say who? Who is below machshirin? Who is teaching you that only this, meaning only the actual malacha of the actual cooking and baking and the like is mutra on yontiv? However, the preparing for that malacha, the earlier advanced stage, Rashi says, like making a knife, I'm not allowed to create a metal and violate that usur to create that, because that is already advancing. I'm only allowed to actually cook, light a fire to have a fire late eshleish, whatever. I'm not allowed to continue the fire only to cook things and do bishul if it's actual the maisa of the food right now. I'm not allowed to do an earlier advanced stage. So then the Gemara continues, levado velo mila shelo bezbana. And also, levado, why does it say levado? It only is teaching you that you, on yontiv, you do not do a bris mila that is not in its time. A mila that is bismana, we know, is docha, even Shabbos and yontiv, da'is of a kavachomer, which I would have learned, a kavachomer, that you, even a mila, shelo bismana, is going to be docha, yontiv, and even Shabbos. Rashi says, what was the kavachomer? So Rashi quotes the Gemara. The later Gemara, he says that sara'as is docha the avoda. But tzara'as, meaning Kohen, who has tzara'as, we don't say he can cut it off and do the avoda. Rather, he's not allowed to do the avoda. And we know avoda is docha Shabbos. Avoda, right, the Kohanim used to bring the korbanos tzibur, those are burning fires, and doing a lot of malacha shchita, and a lot of things that are asra and darais on Shabbos. The Torah allows you to do that. So we have a kavachomer that tzara'as is docha avoda, and avoda is docha Shabbos. And we know that mila is docha tzaras. If a person has a mila, the osamakum, the Gemara learns out, the Gemara in, where is it? Gemara in Sanhedrin, I think it is, that learns the esed, the chalos ase over there, that you're allowed to cut off the tzaras in order to do bris mila. So now we would have learned from that kavachomer, I would have learned, but bein bezmana, bein belozmana, I would have learned that you'd be able to be docha Shabbos with a bris mila. And the Gemara says, and then obviously I would learn from there, so then Rashi points out, the Mela Shemina that we learn from there, that the mitzvah that ends Manakavua, and you could do it the next day, is not Docha Yontav, is not Docha Shabbos, and it would be the same thing with Sreipas Kachim. If I can't do the mitzvah the next day, I should wait till the next day. That's what we learn from this drasha. The Gemara continues, Rav Ashi Amar Shabbason. The pasuk tells you, Shabbason, that there's a mitzvah d'araisa to essay, meaning that's a mitzvah d'araisa to rest on yontiv. So then we have what? The following. We have a concept that essay docha los assay, that a mitzvah assay has the ability to override and negate a los assay. If you have that mila b'tzaras, is the example the Gemara brings over there, is that if cutting off the tzaras in order to do the bris mila, if you're doing b'vas achas, that's considered essay docha los assay. However, you don't say essay docha los assay v'assay. There's another positive mitzvah to not do malacha on yontiv, to stay shabbason, to rest. So since I have an essay also attached to yontiv, it's an essay and a los essay, so therefore I would have said that the burning of sreifas kachim is an mitzvah essay, which would be docha the lav of yontiv. However, since I don't assume that way because there's also mitzvah attached to yontiv, therefore I'm not allowed to burn it until the next day. So we just gave, I think, four different drushas for why we have that, and everyone agrees though, that you're not burning kachim on yontiv. Okay, we'll pick up from here tomorrow. Mirtzah Shem.